Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Miss Julia Rocks the Cradle by Anne B. Ross, narrated by Cynthia Darlow and directed by Abigail McHugh.
Chapter 1.
Miss Julia! Miss Julia!
The sound of Lloyd's voice bounced from one end of the house to the other as the back door slammed closed with a crash. His feet pounded through the rooms downstairs, and with a lurch of my heart, I quickly threw aside my Christmas and New Year's thank-you notes for all the parties, dinners, and fruitcakes that had come our way, and hurried out on the landing. Leaning over the railing, I called, "Up here, Lloyd! What's the matter?" He raced up the stairs and came to a sudden stop, his tennis shoes screeching on the waxed floor. Breathing fast and hard, his face pale and his hair flying around his head, he caught his breath, gasping out, "Guess what just happened?"
"I have no idea. Calm down now and tell me."
"Yes'm, I'm trying to." He took a deep breath, his eyes still big and wild-looking.
"You won't believe it, but it's all over school. Everybody's talking about it."
He leaned closer and in a hoarse voice said, "They found a body in Miss Pitty's outhouse."
"A dead one?"
"Yes, ma'am. Dead as a doornail."
"In her outhouse? I didn't know anybody had outhouses these days."
"Well, I guess it was more like a tool shed or something. Maybe an outbuilding like that. Anyway, we were in our social studies class. That's what Miss Petty teaches. And she was asking us questions about General Custer at Little Bighorn. And Mr. Dement came and got her. He didn't say why. Just told us to keep doing our work and stay in our seats until the bell rang. But Billy Headley looked out the window and saw some cops."